Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week on my program, I have with me Callie Yost, who is a nationally recognized work-life strategy expert. And Callie, welcome to our Zimcast this week, first of all.
Thank you, Chuck.
And one of the reasons that I thought it would be interesting to talk with you is because you are using a blog as your website, and it's one that we have worked on developing for you, kind of converting what was a more traditional type website with a blog built in to what I would call a pure blog that we used to create some of those traditional website elements. Kind of the reverse almost. And for people who are interested, they can find your website at worklifefit.com. And hopefully some of our listeners will do that. So what I'd like to do is, first of all, just kind of get your thoughts on why it was that you decided to have a blog or to do a blog to start with.
I've been in the work-life field for over 10 years, and it became clear to me that probably a majority of people are struggling with how to manage their work and life in today's 24/7 world. And unfortunately, people did not realize that there was a whole industry that existed that was dedicated to helping them, providing them with new strategies to help them do this more effectively. And I thought it was almost like a tree falling in the woods and nobody was hearing it. So I wanted to look at a way to break through that barrier to the broader population and get some of these great strategies out to them, help them find new and better ways to manage their work and life through the various transitions that they would experience. And I thought a blog would be a perfect way to do that because it would allow me to comment on all of the various aspects of this issue that I think are important and that people should know about, both managers and employees, and hopefully as a result create a dialogue that's more effective between the two.
So you're posting information about your field, in this case, obviously, fitness and how you fit that into your work and into your life. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the type of information people find when they go to your website?
Well, again, because my audience is both organizations and individuals, because, again, I think the answer is really a partnership between the two. I think historically we've thought that the companies need to give everybody the answers with regard to their work-life balance. And the truth of the matter is, in today's world, companies really can only support the conversation. You as an individual need to really come up with your own plan, and people don't know how to do that. Plus, companies don't know how to facilitate that conversation. So what you will find is a variety of things. One is I comment on some of the trends with regard to work life, or what's commonly known as work life balance, which I don't think exists, but I try to comment on some of the more culturally dominant themes on this issue and help people understand them perhaps in a more valid way to what it means for their own lives and be solution oriented, give people actual solutions to the problems, help them figure out how they might deal with it before it becomes an issue for them, because so much of the conversations tends to focus on the problem and not on solutions. I also talk about what companies are doing. What are some of the innovative ways that some organizations are helping their employees partner with the organization to find solutions that meets the needs of the individual but also the needs of the business. I talk about research that's been posted because sometimes research is put out there and just sort of falls into the black hole. And I talk about how that research might apply to your life and how you might use it. And I talk about my own experiences in terms of people I meet and companies I work with and managers and what they're doing and how they're feeling, and really just keep this dialogue going so that we all start seeing this through this 21st century frame of reference where we all need to come to the table and work together to find solutions.
One of the concerns that I know is often expressed about having a blog or using one, especially by people who are executives or in charge of a department in a company, is, the time and how often should I post. Why don't you tell us what's, at least up to this point, been your schedule for blogging and what your commitment was for that?
Well, Chuck, prior to you revamping my blog, I was really limited to about once a week. I would post a, sort of a broader commentary on a particular issue, and I am going to continue that now that I have the upgraded blog. I will once a week post a longer commentary on a particular issue. But I'm also going to be much more frequently posting on issues as they come to my attention, just on a daily basis, that I think are interesting too. So it will be this combination of sort of daily short posts and this one weekly longer commentary on a particular issue. And that's the way I plan to go forward.
You mentioned the dialogue, and I know that you allow commenting from people who read your posts, and looking through the posts that you have, you've certainly got people doing that. Can you describe the kind of feedback that you get from people and the types of things that they post when they're reading what you write?
Most often the comments tend to be either, oh, I agree with what you just said, that's so true, and then people share their experience related to that particular topic. But I've also had people comment and sort of expand upon what I'm saying in terms of, you know, pointing out other resources that, you know, have dealt with this issue or other solutions that people might consider. And I think it really just expands the dialogue and helps people have shared experiences, which I think sometimes people think they're the only person on the face of the planet Earth that's having problems with this, which is absolutely not true. So it confirms you're not alone, but also helps us, again, link up to some of these really neat ways that people are strategically managing their work and life in a world that makes it sometimes tough. So it expands the conversation.
Since you've been blogging, how would you describe the commitment it's taken on your part in terms of time? And I know this will be evolving, but, you know, is it something that you have found to be manageable in order to keep up that regular post that you're doing?
Well, it's funny. People often ask me why I'm doing this. And I actually am doing it for me, mostly because I could talk about this subject 18 hours straight without stopping. And it really is an outlet for me because I really love this topic and I'm passionate about it. So in terms of commitment of my time, it really doesn't seem like that much of a commitment because I really love doing it. But I would say in hard numbers, the commitment really isn't that much. The longer commentary blog that I write probably takes me an hour to write. And then in terms of posting it, no time at all now that I have the upgraded site. So I guess for me, it's not a problem only because it's easy for me to write about it. I think if you were somebody who wasn't particularly passionate about a subject you were blogging on, it might be harder because you'd have to search and search for what you wanted to write about and, you know, really struggle to write something. But it comes very quickly. So it's really been not a big deal at all.
I think it's also interesting that you do have a lot of elements for your particular site. Start with, not a lot of people, I think, understand that you can use blogging software to, you know, your blog doesn't have to, quote, look like a blog, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they land on your homepage, it looks like a traditional website, but it links them into the blog or to other pages of information about you or what your subject matter, like things like success stories and how to contact you. And you have a book that you've written that people can purchase. And so you have a lot of other elements to your website than just the fact that you are writing these little short articles on a particular topic. And that all seems to mold together into a pretty comprehensive website, at least it seems to me.
Oh, I agree. I think one of the goals with the blog is it's drawing people there in a topical way, but then I want them to also see if this is something you're interested in and want more information about or you'd like us to try to help you, here's what we can do to help you.
Since you've been blogging and have this website, how has this impacted your business? How would you describe the impact that it's had, at least to this point?
Well, I've said to you, actually, I went into this with no expectations at all, and it has exceeded my expectations in terms of return. Initially, when I created my original blog, I hadn't been so aggressive in going out there, and even then, without a doubt, every posting has resulted in some kind of feedback or business to me. So, you know, I can't express enough how important it's been to spreading my message of the solutions related to managing work and life in today's 24/7 world, and that was really my goal. So it's been a real benefit and worthwhile.
Well, and I would also like, since I know you're going to do this, I'm going to ask about it. You've got an annual conference that you actually exhibit at that's coming up here, and I guess sometime in the near future. But your intent is to write about what's going on while that conference is happening, and your website's going to allow you to do that literally from the booth while you're working there at the conference.
That's right, and I hope what that'll do again is get the word out there to the broader population that there's a whole conference dedicated to advancing the strategies and theories around helping people manage their work and life more effectively. And that's important for people to know so they realize, hey, you know, there are people working on this subject that's such a struggle for me, or I work in a company and we need to sort of leverage some of these great things that they're doing in order to reap the strategic benefits of these programs as well. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great, and hopefully bring more people into this world and help them find solutions for themselves.
Great. Well, is there anything else you would like people to know, especially who are either interested in this topic or work for an organization or company that has a department that might find what you're doing useful before we end the program?
I just think that for organizations, they need to understand that helping employees effectively manage their work and life by partnering with them to find solutions is really one of the key strategic imperatives of the 21st century. Companies can no longer place the boundaries around work for employees because there is so much with technology and globalization that employees need to be informed how they can come to the table with a plan to help manage their work and life in a way that meets their needs as well as the needs of the business. And we do that by helping companies develop their flexibility strategies in partnership with their employees so everybody's coming to the table and finding the solution. And that's really important. Flexibility is not just a policy, it's a process.
Thank you very much. That's Callie Yost, who is one of the leading work and life and fitness experts in the country. And I would encourage anybody who's interested in more to go to worklifefit.com. We think you're a great example of how somebody can use a blog, especially in their business or whether they even work for a member organization for that matter. And so thank you very much for being on the Zimcast with us this week, Callie.
And Chuck, thank you for all that you've done to help me build my blog. I appreciate it.
Well, we're looking forward to getting those last couple little things done, and then I know you're off and running. So again, thank you very much. This has been the Zimcast. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.